On January 6, 2004, the New York Giants hired Tom Coughlin to be their new head coach.
When I accepted the position at the press conference as the head football coach of the New York Giants, the things that I said were the things that I believed. The reestablishment of New York Giant pride was the thing that we had to do. We had to reestablish the line of scrimmage. We had to become a team that won the physical battle again. We had to play the way the Giants were built to play.
You hang together every snap, every play, and hang together and fight your ass off, man. We're going to have a hell of a football team.
Do it.
9 games into his first season as head coach, Coughlin made rookie Eli Manning his starting quarterback. And in 2005, Manning and the Giants went 11-5. 2 years later in 2007, the Giants advanced to Super Bowl 42, where they treated fans to perhaps the greatest play in Super Bowl history.
Manning takes the snap, back to throw, under pressure, avoids the rush, and he's going to fight out of it.
I can't believe that he's not down. How does he get out of that?
Now throws it deep downfield.
Oh, no, not down the middle of the field. This is our last, you know.
Wide open Tyree, who makes the catch at the 22-yard line.
When we talk about playing above the X's and O's, you have to play above the X's and O's to win in this league. There's the greatest example of all.
Manning and Tyree's heroics led the Giants to the greatest upset in Super Bowl history.
The New York Giants have knocked off the New England Patriots 17-14 as Tom Coughlin gets a Gatorade bath.
You know, at that point in time, and I told the players this the night before, what I want in terms of winning the world championship is for you to experience the feeling once in your life where you are the world champions. You are the best in the world. You have paid the price. You have won the game on the field. You have beaten one of the greatest teams of all time. You are the world champions.
4 years later, Tom Coughlin would once again motivate and inspire his team to reach the pinnacle of success with a message that would resonate throughout the entire season.
You're going to hear me say this 1,000 times. Finish, finish, finish.
Taking their head coach's words to heart, the Giants would advance to play in Super Bowl 46 in a rematch with the New England Patriots. And once again, they would treat the fans to one of the greatest finishes in Super Bowl history.
Into the end zone, a jump ball, and it's incomplete, and the ball game's over, and the Giants have won Super Bowl 46. Finish is what Tom Coughlin said, and the Giants have finished off the Patriots in the Super Bowl for the second time in 4 years.
When you set a goal, and you accomplish the goal, and when you specify exactly what it's going to take, and it happens exactly that way, that is rewarding, it's satisfying, but it's also fulfilling. There's nothing like it.
Tom Coughlin has made his mark in New York Giants history, setting a standard of excellence for himself and his team. And he knows the special feeling of pride that comes with being a New York football Giant.
Once a Giant, always a Giant means that you're true blue through and through. And you believe in this team and this franchise and how it's been established, what it stands for. To be a Giant means to be at your very best all the time. To have great pride in putting that uniform on and understanding all that's gone before you and the dues that have been paid in order that we can have the great opportunity that we have.